2, The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is You, The Owner's Manual Radio Show. What poop colors say about your health? Diet tips for headache relief. Those are our two real age tip of the weeks at the end of the hour. Dr. Deb is with us from Buffalo, New York. Bridget and I are here. This is Dr. Mike Roizen in beautiful Cleveland, and it is a gorgeous day looking out at the deer on the lawn. We've got a great story and great set of stories for you. How are you, Deb?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great also. Panel reminds doctors to screen for alcohol misuse. Why patients don't report medical errors. Stand up or your kidneys could suffer. Statins and diabetes risk. More data. Maybe the Automegas are best. Trampolines are no place for kids. That's your story, Deb. Rethinking sleep from Bridget. Study divides breast cancer into four distinct types, and that could make a difference for how you got treated and how we treat prostate cancer, too. New system for patients to report medical mistakes. What's your thoughts on that? Metformin, safer than insulin? What does that mean? And avoiding sugar drinks limits weight gain. You should really avoid all of the five food felons. But in addition, Gary Ginsberg in the second hour, what's toxic, what's not? A tale of two cities that were too toxic to live in, Newark, Ohio, and Treese, Kentucky. Maybe we shouldn't visit those even, but there's a really good story. Viruses lurk in public drinking water that cause stomach illnesses. How to protect yourself, that's also from Gary, as is PCBs in fluorescent light taint a Queens, New York school. What can you do about your child's classroom? Dr. Arthur Perry in the last half hour talking about crazy claims for skin creams, how to separate the BS from the true, and tat removal, what works and why it's a problem if you smoke. Deb, let's go with you. Trampolines. What do you know about trampolines?
I just wanted to take a moment to go back and say, did you say poop colors for the tip of the day?
Right. The second tip of the week is what poop colors say about your health. Medium brown.
Could you make that the first? Because I have to leave a little early tonight, as you know, and I'd really like to hear what that one is. I'm very curious.
Okay, we'll do that first. Green stools aren't just for St. Patrick's Day.
That's worthy of a celebration. Very, very good. All right.
You're going to drink something, some Irish whiskey for that.
Well, I will toast it.
First, tell us about what we should know. Man, my phone came off the line. I wonder who's on it. Tell us what we should know. By the way, if you want to call us, 1-877-711-5211, 1-877-711-5211.
Yeah, so I'll tell you a little bit about trampolines. So trampolines, you know, on the surface, we would like to think they're a good thing for parents to buy because, you know, at least kids are out jumping around and burning up calories and not sitting in front of a television, right? So we'd like to say go ahead and get a trampoline. It's a good way to keep your kids busy, keep them outside, and keep them active. Unfortunately, there are a lot of dangers that are intrinsic to the trampoline that you can't actually protect.
Intrinsic, that's a darn big word. What does that mean?
It is. It means it's a part of the function of the product. So you purchase it to use it in a way that causes dangers just by the function of how a trampoline works. So you jump on the trampoline, and what you're supposed to do is kind of run or just jump up and down. But what kids do in particular is they get a whole gaggle of their friends, and they all jump up on the trampoline and start bouncing around. And before you know it, they're bouncing into each other, cracking their heads against each other's, and they're breaking and dislocating things. So the highest number of injuries occur when there are multiple kids on it. Not surprisingly.
So one of the key take homes is never allow more than one kid on it at a time.
You bet.
But they seem to have fun jumping together.
They do, and those jumpy houses are perfect for that because they are inflated by air, and when you fall, you're much less likely to break your neck. There are little indentations in them, and you can fall into a little crease, and they're a lot more flexible than a trampoline. But
a jumpy house. What's a jumpy house?
Bouncy houses, so you can rent these things. And
so they're one of the things, they're like at the,
a funhouse or a carnival.
And they're also, what's that pizza place that has them?
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. I went into a Chuck E. Cheese when my daughter was 8 years old.
Did you get sick just walking through the door?
No. And she said, it was a birthday party, and they were having such a great time. You know, there's the whack-a-mole and stuff
that.
But the noise level. So when I got out, I had the worst headache of my life. And she said to me, Daddy, when can we come back? And I said, when you're 21 and can do it by yourself.
So you didn't jump in the bouncy house at Chuck E. Cheese when you were there?
I didn't jump in. I think they have a limit on the size of kids that can play. But the noise level in that place. So they have the same thing, that you can rent and that are at fairs?
They do. You can rent the houses that have the balls to jump in and the air inflatable houses that you can jump around on.
And are those safer?
They are safer. You can't fall off of it. And because it's filled with air, it has a lot more give in it, and there's a lot more bounce to it, and there's no metal in it, and there are a lot of reasons that make them safer. Although I'm not saying that that's the best substitution for a trampoline. But did you know that there are trampoline, trampoline parks where you can go, and the whole building is really just a big trampoline? I had never heard of trampoline parks, but apparently they've been increasing in popularity over the last 5 or 6 years. And
even Bridget looks like she has never been in a trampoline park.
I've never. But it's interesting because my brother, and my younger brother is 15, and he and his friends just went to one a few weeks ago. And I said, don't those exist?
Yeah, I had never heard of it. But, you know, getting back to trampolines, one of the things that is surprising to parents, well, two things. First, trampolines didn't used to have the nets around them. Putting the net around them, parents assumed, made them safer. Unfortunately, it doesn't, because you can actually still fall off the trampoline into the net and cause yourself injuries. And second, because a big cause of the injuries is multiple kids, even if your parent is sitting there watching and supervising kids, it can't prevent them from bouncing into each other. So parents are trying to do the right thing by putting on the net and by supervising, but it can't really prevent injuries. And the biggest cause of injuries is bouncing into each other, hitting the metal frame of it, and its fractures and dislocations, although head and neck injuries are the most serious. So as someone who's had neck problems in the past, I can tell you just watching somebody on a trampoline gives me a headache. But head and neck injuries are the most serious, and those obviously can also happen even when parents are watching. The other thing parents need to be aware of is if there's a trampoline in the backyard and you have your kids bring friends over and they get injured, there are a lot of homeowners insurance policies that have restrictions on trampolines, so those injuries aren't covered. So obviously you hope no one's going to get injured.
So at the trampoline park, do you have to sign a waiver? I mean, how do they get away with it?
You do. You have to sign a waiver.
I don't remember ever signing a waiver when we went into Chuck E. Cheese.
You know, the Chuck E. Cheese, I think, is just, it's small enough, and they probably have, I don't know. It's interesting. I think just walking through Chuck E. Cheese, you could hurt yourself. There are so many kids parading through there. But
absolutely.
No, I never signed a waiver.
Well, when we come back, we're going to have to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about sleep and why your employer and you may soon enjoy napping on the job. Napping on the job.
How fun is that?
Not as fun as the trampoline, but much better than listening to the music. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with me, Dr. Mike Roizen, and you listening to us, we hope.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now, back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And that's right. If you want to call in and ask us questions or our guests, and we have 3 guests today at the half past hour, How to Save Your Daughter's Life, Straight Talk for Parents from America's Top Criminal Profiler. You know, I thought I wasn't going to like this book. It's by Pat Brown, who's been seen on HON, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and NBC. And I learned a ton from it. I couldn't actually put the darn book down. It totally disrupted my my nighttime schedule on Thursday night. After watching the Browns and Ravens, I went to this book and I kept watching it. So it was a great book. and it is Pat Brown, America's top criminal profiler. She's commonly on CNN's HLN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, even I think I've seen her on Fox, too. But anyway, she's on all of the shows, but she really has great points in this book. Bridget, I'm going to ask you, did you like it?
I did. It was very interesting.
Okay, so she's the youngest here by a long shot, so most pertinent to her. But in any case, it scared the heck out of me. So we'll find out from her. She'll be joining us at 7:30. At 17 after the next hour. Actually, 16 after the next hour. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? And then at 7:30, it is Arthur Perry talking about how to separate BS from truth in skincare claims. We'll be right back with Deb Wanzer. Deb, actually, I'm going to go to Bridget first. Bridget, there's a story about sleep during work, and you apparently like that.
I love that. I think it's a great concept.
Not on the show.
Before the show, maybe.
Okay, tell me.
So they found, basically in the article, that a bunch of researchers have found improved cognitive performance in people that nap, even for as short as 24 minutes in one of the studies that the subject...
So this is, sleep doesn't have to be all at once. You do need,
right.
You do need 6.5 to 8 hours. It's individualized. And then the study looked at a number of people and looked at their ability to work. And what they found was that taking a nap during the day was...
helpful.
It improved their productivity. So their overall productivity, even including time away, was in fact improved by doing it.
And it
so
makes
they didn't
sense.
Tack any additional time on to the end of their day. They worked the same length of a day, but they took some time out in the middle to take a snooze and still got more done.
Yes. And it makes sense when you think about it because the author also said how a lot of people get sleep anxiety when they try to sleep for too long at night because they hear, oh, I need to sleep for 8 hours. So they try and sleep for 8 hours, then they wake up at midnight. It's happened to me before. And you're tossing and turning for 2 hours thinking about how sleep is good for you. Why am I not falling back to sleep? So they're saying that you can break it up. It doesn't necessarily have to be all at once.
How long does it take you to go to sleep, Bridget, on an average night?
On an average night, I fall asleep pretty quickly. I would say within 20 minutes.
And Deb?
It probably takes me about 30.
30. I actually, my wife says I am asleep before my head hits the pillow. Which is actually a sign, actually a sign of sleep deprivation. So I do, I think I am probably guilty of that. So this was a 20-minute or more nap during the day, increased overall productivity.
Right. And then another study found that short naps, it didn't specify the amount of time, but it said short naps helped the subjects identify literal and figurative connections between different objects, showing that the nap improved their cognitive performance as well. And there was a bunch of different people that already realized the benefits of this. Employees at Google are offered naps.
Yeah, but those guys work about, they don't leave. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner served there. They have floating beds. They have naps. They have massages. When I visited there, they actually, the average employee is working 14 hours a day for their 8 hours at Google, and they love it, if you will. But they actually, you can do everything. You can bank there. You can take your dry cleaning in. You can, if you have a baby, you can bring your baby for babysitting. You can get a medical appointment there. It's virtually everything. Obviously, that's the campus that was in wherever it is, someplace near Cupertino, California.
So how long is too long for a nap during the day? When does it become a negative for you, at least regarding
Are that if it's more than 45 minutes, you start to get into what we call sleep inertia and sleep I can't remember the other phrase, but it, what it means is you wake up groggy from sleep rather than rested.
Okay.
So the ideal time is someplace between
24 to 45 minutes.
Well, and it makes sense. When I was in college, I used to go to the library and study for a few hours, and then I would leave my books at my cubby and jog home, sleep for 25 minutes, and then jog back to the library because it helped me so much when I was studying. And I didn't want to fall asleep at my cubby. That would be embarrassing.
I fell asleep at the cubby.
Now, Deb,
avoiding, these are two studies came out this week in the top medical news story of the week. Avoiding sugar drinks limits weight gain in two studies. Tell us about that.
Me?
Yeah.
You know, I saw that study, and
Well, I can tell you if you want me to.
I would appreciate that because I focused more on several other studies than that one.
Okay, we'll come back to you for one of the studies you did focus on.
All right.
But while I'm pausing this, this is two studies. They took out the sugared beverages and gave them, if you will, artificial sweetened beverages or water in the two different studies, and the kids gained 4 to 14 pounds less than other kids over this time period, which is about a year in the study. They didn't do anything else. So the kids all gained weight. They were younger kids getting bigger, if you will. So the question is this the answer? It's not a magic pill. But all added sugars, all added syrups, and all 900% whole grains add to your risk of disease. There's no social value in them. So, in fact, Mayor Bloomberg had it right when he took out big sugar drinks. He should have taken all sugar drinks out. We've taken them out of the hospital. Of course, I did get 75 death threats, but they came via email. It's not that fun. They all came via email as opposed to the death threats when we stopped hiring smokers, which came by non-registered, non-return addressed email from different post offices. But anyway... And I don't accuse Big Tobacco of doing that, although you wonder who had a vested interest in sending those letters. But in any case, the sugar drinks, when we took them out of the hospital, sales at the vending machines went down about 30% in the following month, and then they came right back. 2 months later, people learned to buy either water or drink either water or diet soda and do so with the same frequency as they were using the vending machines beforehand.
I have to give you a plug on the vending machines because the vending machines down at the appointment center where I also function, the people love the healthy snacks and beverages in there. They talk about it all the time, so kudos to you.
Well, it's a joint effort of a lot of people in the Wellness Institute and in nutrition.
That's good, though, that they have a positive response to it.
They do. They love it.
Deb, tell me another story you like this week.
So this one I found interesting because it flies in the face of what a lot of parents think. Did you ever drink alcohol with your parents?
No.
Yes.
A lot of parents think that if they let kids have a little bit of alcohol, some wine or something, that the kids are less likely to binge drink or drink irresponsibly when they get older, and it turns out that that's exactly the opposite of the truth. So it does not help kids to learn to drink responsibly by minimizing the potential risks of alcohol. You should have serious conversations with your kids instead and let them know what the risks of alcohol are and not glamorize it, and don't let them drink underage at home, and certainly don't buy alcohol for your kids and their friends.
When we come back, how to save your daughter's life, Pat Brown, the nation's top criminal profiler, will talk to us, maybe saving your son's life too. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Joe Galuski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
I got this book, and I said, how come Donna could book this guest? It can't be, it's not even a medical book, How to Save Your Daughter's Life. And then I started reading it, Pat Brown, who's the author and is on the line with us now, and I couldn't put it down. It is a marvelous book. It's scary, it's wonderful, but it's written in such an engaging and wonderful way. Why did you decide to write it, Pat?
Hey, Mike. Nice to be on. I wrote it because every time I go on television and talk about another dead girl, I wonder if the parents of especially if it's a teen, could have done something to help her stay away from the danger that eventually got a hold of her. People don't like to talk about that. We like to say that predators just jump out of the bushes and there's absolutely nothing anyone can do. All victims, you know, they're just 100% pure victims. But the fact is, our behaviors do put us in danger situations many times. Not all the time. Sometimes we're like sleeping in our beds and somebody comes through the window. But there's a lot of times where we do things that are probably a little bit riskier then maybe we should have thought about that before. So especially with our teenagers, they sometimes involve themselves in a lot of risky behaviors, and they don't realize it. Maybe the parents don't realize it, or maybe we do, and we just think, oh, that's life. But I'm trying to keep them from, you know, getting harmed, try to keep them away from people who are have no good plans for them.
Now, a guy named Albert wrote, do we tell that, and he's got two questions, but he,
sure.
One is a comment, one is a question. He says, what about our sons? Do we have to tell them?
You know, I have to laugh when I hear that question. It's like, no matter what book you write, if you write about traveling in France, somebody says, what about traveling in Germany? It's like, you can't write everything in one book. But I will write How to Save Your Son's Life next, because I do have two sons. And a lot of the ideas in the book can be used for both our kids. I mean, both our daughters and our sons. But the book is aimed at young females for sometimes specific problems females have. And boys have some of the same problems, but they have some of the different problems that I'm not addressing in this book. So that would be another book. But
well,
yes,
he said his daughter went to a resort town when she took a year off from college. And she took a year off between her freshman and sophomore years, went to a resort town and got this wonderful job where she could work as a receptionist in a massage parlor. And not knowing anything about it, she just thought, isn't this magnificent? In fact, I get to be on the ski slopes or whatever all day long, just have to work in the evenings, and they pay me quite well. And then one day, one of the other women who worked as a massage therapist didn't show up, and a guy grabbed her. This was 6 weeks into the job, he says, and he grabbed her and wanted sex, at which point she ran out the door and never to come back. And she said, she wrote to her parents that she didn't know what went on in the massage rooms until that time.
I don't buy that at all. I'm sorry. I don't buy that. That's impossible. She did not know for 6 weeks what was going on in those rooms. Impossible. The girls will talk very loudly in the lounge area. And the guy who runs the place will let them know. And there's even charts with things, information on it. I don't believe that she didn't know that. I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. Girls can get sucked into massage parlor life, which is prostitution, by not being aware when they start of what goes on behind those doors in those rooms. But very quickly, usually within a night, if they're a massage therapist, as you want to put quotes around massage therapist, mind you, they will know immediately, because every massage ends up with a hand job. So there's no anything else that goes as a hand job. And then if the girl is going to continue working there and she doesn't give them more than hand jobs, she's going to be out of a job within
so
a day.
So it says that fancy names for prostitution services, don't be fooled. Massage parlors,
right.
Escort services, bottle girls, private photography sessions, tantric erotic massages, dance hall girls, go-go girls, lap dancers, strippers, modeling services, adult services found on Craigslist and Yellow Page ads in a newspaper's erotic or porn films.
And not a lot of stuff. I mean, there unfortunately is that much out there. And, of course, what we always hear is somebody who says, oh, I don't do that. You know, I work at this and I don't do that. And the chances of them telling the truth are very, very low, because the simple fact is the boss won't keep anybody around who doesn't participate. They will be fired because they're not making the men happy. So these are all prostitution services at some point. And that's what we want to let our daughters know, because what happens is some girls is they get lured in unaware, but the money is so good. I mean, it's the biggest money they'll ever see in their life, unless they get into, you know, becoming a star or something. You know, they're not going to see that kind of money per hour ever again. And it's very, very attractive. And if girl's already, if she's not a virgin and she's not a girl who's very religious, and she's going to work in a place like this, she probably already has, you know, had some experience sexually. So she's already had sex with guys, and she thinks, what the heck, I'm going to make $150 for doing what I did with some other guy, you know, already. And I'll just do it once. And then after once, she sees that $150 in her hand, and then the next hour she's got $300 in her hand, and then she's on a roll. And it's unfortunate, but that's how girls get involved, and it's very hard for them to get back out and return to normal life. So we want our girls to know that's what that's about behind those doors. You know, that's really what it's about. And it's no harm to tell your daughter the truth on that.
Now, so you have a wonderful letter here at the end of the book. I don't know whether it's Dear Daughter.
I have them at the end of every chapter, actually.
But the one at the end of the book is one that essentially talks about life at home versus what life would be when they run away. I don't know how to phrase it any better than
that. Right. Yeah, you know, it's one of the things I really want girls to know is there are some times when life at home is generally appalling. You know, if you're being, for example, sexually assaulted and raped by, for example, maybe some man in the home, I mean, that can be brutal. I mean, I'm not talking about that kind of thing, but a lot of times there's girls who are just not the happiest at home. And you always want to tell them, you know, look, you know, nobody's childhood's perfect, and maybe your parents aren't perfect, but they're trying hard, and maybe you wish you had this and wish you had that. But, you know, if you run away from home, I can guarantee you the people you run into and the situation you're into are going to be 10 times, 100 times worse. And you're going to end up in terrible situations being quote, helped by people like pimps and guys who want to put you on drugs and people who want to abuse you. So you never, never want to run away, you know, ever. I mean, unless, you know, if you're being brutalized in your home for some reason, you go to an adult that's safe to talk to about that and get yourself removed from at home. But if your parents aren't doing that to you, or somebody in the home isn't doing that to you, hang in there. You will be 18 one day when you can make decisions for yourself and you can go on to college or and move away from home or whatever. But you can do it when you're old enough and you can be safe. So, you know, running away when you're 15 years old is not a bright idea, and I really want girls to know that. Parents should tell their kids, hey, maybe it isn't perfect here, honey, but hang on in, I'll try to help you.
We're talking to Pat Brown, America's Top Criminal Profile. The book is, and it's wonderfully engaging, How to Save Your Daughter's Life, Straight Talk for Parents from America's Top Criminal Profiler, Pat Brown. Pat, on another area that you talk about is risky relationships. And again, you do have a letter to the daughter on it. But what I wanted to do was to say one of the risky relationships you talk about, and I thought it was just such common sense, is when a daughter wants to date an older man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. Some parents actually don't think that's a terrible thing. And they ought to look at it and say, why does that older man want to date my daughter?
Right.
You know, if an older man's dating my daughter, there's a problem here. He either wants a girl he can control or he has a problem with women his own age. What is going on here? Your daughter, if she's looking for up to an older man, of course, she's going to be enticed. And that's something I think we have to really be realistic about our daughters, is that, you know, girls get attracted by things. You know, take for example, airline pilots. You know, women used to always want to date an airline pilot. Why? Because you flew a plane. I mean, that's in your more cute uniform.
We have to take a break now, Pat.
Sure.
We're talking to Pat Brown, How to Save Your Daughter's Life. When we come back, we'll have more from Pat Brown and you on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual-temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-226-5454. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking Fresh Healthy Vending franchise today. 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to
to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you're listening live. We're talking to Pat Brown. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking to America's top criminal profiler. She really is that. She's written what I consider an absolutely sensational book, How to Save Your Daughter's Life. I didn't think it had anything to do with medicine. I didn't even think it had. I said, I'm not going to like this book, and maybe I'll just read the first chapter and see what it is. I couldn't put it down. It's a great, wonderful book. Scary, though, right? Is it scary, Bridget?
It's scary. It's definitely scary.
Bridget is our younger dietetic or nutrition intern who is working with us, Pat Brown. And the youngest person by about 25 years on the show.
And it's important to say, this is a medical show, but what our girls, when they go through, get into these situations and dangerous situations, they're going to need the help of doctors and surgeons, and possibly they'll end up dead. So this is all mental issues as well, but there's also physical issues involved with anything that can happen through daughters, getting. Predators attacking their daughters or getting into dangerous situations. So, medical and mental go together.
I should tell you, my wife is a developmental pediatrician, and the worst, the worst holiday, you probably know this, for family rape and family abuse? It's Thanksgiving.
That kind of makes sense. You get all the crazies together.
whenever she was on the, she used to be on, when we lived in Chicago, she was on the sexual abuse trauma team or whatever that was called. And Thanksgiving was the most disrupted holiday at our home because she had to always go in.
People drink too much on Thanksgiving. We're not talking about the kind of Thanksgiving where there's just a, sodas at the table a lot of times. There's a lot of drinking going on, and everybody wants to include everyone, so you bring in the creepy uncles and the cousins that just got out of prison and somebody's boyfriend, and then people get drunk and they go to different parts of everywhere, and God knows, you know, if they get a hold of your daughter in one of the back rooms there, things happen.
You have a story on date rape, or a chapter on date rape, and I'm going to start, ever since Whoopi Goldberg got slammed for saying date rape is not rape. There's been a push to equate date rape with violent stranger rape, and the two are not the same.
They are not the same, and it's important to know they're not the same, not because the guy who's doing the crime shouldn't be considered a rapist and that he shouldn't be, be prosecuted. The problem is, it's hard to prosecute a date rapist or an acquaintance rapist because most of the time there's no physical evidence. And the second part that's really important is how you end up in these situations. For a girl who has, you know, we're talking about, quote, rape, you know, we have to learn, teach her how to protect herself, you know, when she's going out, you know, jogging or walking down the street or even in her own home where somebody can crawl through a window where there's going to be a predator is going to jump in at her and physically attack her and beat her and possibly kill her. That's one type of protection we need to help her with. But with date rape, acquaintance rape, we have to teach her, first of all, you don't go be alone with strangers or guys you do not know and trust absolutely, because they may suddenly be end up on top of you for one reason or the other and commit a rape that you can't prove. And most importantly, date rape is almost 99% associated with drinking, where girls go out, they're partying with their friends, they're drinking at a bar, and the date rapist dudes in there will target the girl they think is going to be a great victim, somebody who's way over the limit on her alcohol, and it's very easy with the shots these days. Girls get drunk too quick for their body weight, and then they just lure the girl into either their apartment or they go to the girl's room or a back room or any place that he can get the girl alone, and she can't fight him off because she's physically unable to hardly move, you know? And after he rapes her, she can go off to the hospital and say, you know, file a police report, but then they say, well, she says, I was raped. And they go, well, there's not a sign of any kind of violence to your body, you know. And she's like, well, he did. And he says, no, it was consensual. And it doesn't go to court because who can prove it? It's a he said, she said. And then, you know, the guy doesn't get prosecuted. Your daughter ends up being a rape victim. So it is important to know the difference between acquaintance rape and date rape and violent physical rape from a complete stranger, because we have to teach our girls to protect themselves in both manners and not just let one of them just slide, you know, and say, oh, they're all the same thing.
I've got to read a passage from one of the letters that you wrote to, that you're writing to your daughter on risky relationship chapter. Take a bit of time before you date any guy. Make sure he treats his family, your friends, everyone, and especially you very well. Make sure he is someone you would encourage your little sister to date. If he doesn't care about how other people feel, if he uses people, if he's mean, if he lies, stay away as far away from him as you can.
Yeah, and do you notice what's really important about that? There's a time element there. It means you don't start dating some guy you just met last week. It means you have to get to know him in safe situations. And that's one of the problems with dating, I think, too many girls end up in. They're dating guys they don't know. They don't know well enough. They haven't brought home to mom and dad, you know, invited over. They haven't spent time with each other's families to know what's even going on. So essentially, you can have a 14-year-old girl starting to hook up with some guy. Your daughter's hooking up with some guy she hardly knows. And by the time she realizes this guy is not quality, that he's kind of a creepy guy, and he's maybe a possessive guy, has a personality disorder, narcissistic, she tries to leave him. And he kills her. And girls have been killed when they try to leave their boyfriends.
Now, back in my day, we didn't have the internet. So you'd go to a bar or a party, or you'd meet people you knew. What about the internet now? Does it help? Does it hurt?
I think the internet is a great way to learn new things, but it's a great way to learn terrible things and meet a lot of people you shouldn't be meeting. When I was growing up, there were two doors in my house, the front door and the back door, and my parents monitor both of them, and there was a phone on the wall. And you know that phone that used to hang on the wall when it rang? Your dad picked it up, and he's like, who's this guy on the other end of the phone? So you couldn't get by. There were anybody who came into the house or came through the phone wires, somebody your parents were going to be aware of. But now our girls go into their bedroom, close the door, they're on the internet, they're talking to all kinds of creepy people. We have no idea who they're talking to, who is enticing them, who is influencing them in any kind of way. We have not a clue. And I really don't believe a bedroom is a place for our teenage girls to be hanging out. You know, that's where you're to sleep and read a book.
Well, I want to thank...
Maybe should be in the rest of the house with maybe the computer in the front room.
Pat, we're going to have you back. This is a great book. I hope it does help a lot of people. It's How to Save Your Daughter's Life. It is wonderful. Straight talk from for parents from America's top criminal profiler, Pat Brown. You've been wonderful. Thanks, you.
Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
We're back to that right now, the Real Age Tip of the Week.
You, the owner's manual. This is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And I'm going to do, this is going to be start at the top of the next hour as well, because I can't get it all in 45 seconds. But what poop colors say about your health. Reporting for duty, plunge your hand into a pile of brontosaurus stool to find out what's ailing the sick beast in Jurassic Park. She should have spared herself the up-close and personal if she had known how to read the colors of caca. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what poop colors say about your health. That's the Real Age Tip of the Week. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.